Good morning, I'm Sasha Keogh with the latest news, sports and weather. The EU Foreign Affairs Council is meeting in Kirchberg today to discuss trade relations with the US. Xavier Bettel and his EU counterparts will discuss finding a common response to the American tariffs announced by President Trump last week. From Wednesday, a 20% tariff will apply to European imports. Panic selling has gripped global markets this morning as US tariffs continue to send shockwaves around the world and deepening fears of a global recession. Japan's Nikkei has dropped by 6.3%, Hong Kong's Hang Seng is down 9%. Futures contracts for the New York Stock Exchange's main boards were sharply down on Sunday, suggesting more pain for battered Wall Street stocks when markets open later today. Donald Trump, speaking to reporters, has defended his trade policy, saying that sometimes you have to take the medicine to fix something. Trump announced last week a baseline 10% import tariffs on goods coming into the United States and higher rates for many countries, including allies the EU, Japan and Taiwan. In other news, a serious accident on Sunday between Bacharaj and Petange left three people critically injured, one of whom, a 22-year-old woman, later died in hospital. According to a police statement released in the afternoon, a car and a van collided. Initial findings suggest the driver of the car, who was heading towards Petange, lost control of his vehicles for reasons still unknown and veered onto the oncoming lane where he struck the delivery van. Luxembourg residents are being warned not to touch dead hares without protective gear after veterinary officials confirmed a case of tularemia, a disease that can spread to both animals and humans. The bacterial disease was identified in a dead hare exhibiting typical symptoms. A second suspected case remains under investigation, with the Luxembourg Veterinary and Food Administration expecting confirmation later today. Violent storms battering the central eastern United States have killed at least 17 people, with the National Weather Service warning of devastating flash flooding and destruction across several states, with Tennessee bearing the brunt of the devastation. And CFL is embarking on their yearly Easter holiday construction, impacting the Esch-sur-Alz, Arlon and Thionville Metz lines and northern Luxembourg connections. No trains will be running for the next 2 weeks. Passengers are asked to adapt to the updated train schedules for Luxembourg and cross-border regions. For more of these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. In Formula One, Max Verstappen won the Japanese Grand Prix on Sunday, his first victory of the 2025 Formula One season, ahead of McLaren's championship leader Lando Norris. The Red Bull driver led from pole to checkered flag to cross the finish line almost 1.5 seconds in front of Briton Norris, who held off his McLaren teammate Oscar Piastri in third place. And in cycling, Tadej Pogacar has won the Tour of Flanders on Sunday, with Mads Pedersen edging Mathieu van der Poel to second at the line a minute later. The duel between the Slovenian and defending champion van der Poel played out across the 17 hills in bright sunshine before Pogacar went solo.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
It's another sunny day throughout the country, kicking off a lovely sunny spring week. After a chilly start, temperatures will go from around 1 degree this morning to 7 to 8 degrees later, rising to highs of 12 to 13 degrees in the afternoon.